In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It all seems so ordinary. A devout Jewish husband and his wife, fulfilling the obligation of the law, taking their 40-day-year-old infant son to the temple in Jerusalem to present him to the Lord and to offer rites of purification for his mother. But as you well know, this is no ordinary child. Just as Mary and Joseph had been perplexed with the arrival of strangers on the night of Jesus' birth, shepherds who recounted unbelievable tales of the sky filled with angels. So now, just 6 weeks later, unexpected things are happening again. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. Sounds like a rather unique individual, though not all that unique. In the previous chapter, Luke says that Zacharias and Elizabeth were also righteous. And the same word is given of Joseph of Arimathea at the end of Luke's gospel. Furthermore, Matthew describes Joseph himself as being righteous. What causes Simeon to stand out, however, is the special promise that he had received, that he would not die before seeing the Lord's Christ. I can't tell you the nature of that revelation, and it really doesn't matter. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But this man on whom the Holy Spirit rests, he has given his life over to waiting for the consolation of Israel. Now that's a loaded phrase, pointing back to God's promises to his people of old, of bringing comfort to them, ultimately by sending a Savior. So here he was, led by the Spirit on that day into the temple on that 40th day. This was no chance meeting. It never is with God. But you have to wonder whether there was a moment's hesitation when they first met. After all, Mary and Joseph could probably not have looked more unassuming. And Jesus was just a little infant. This was the consolation of Israel. Yet Luke gives no indication that Simeon hesitated even for a moment as he scooped up the child into his arms and began to bless God. We often call the words that Simeon spoke by the Latin title, Nunc Dimittis, now dismiss. For centuries, it served as a bedtime prayer for Christians, and rightly so. For if we go to bed each night as though going to our death, when the time of death finally comes, we can approach it as though simply going to sleep. These are words of comfort and of peace, as Simeon places himself solely in the hands of his merciful God. True, though, he knows his standing before God. God is the master, or despot, if you simply want to transliterate the Greek. Simeon has nothing to bring this God, which is exactly true for us, even as we confessed a few moments ago, as we confessed our sins. Yet this is the God who has promised salvation, not just for Simeon and for his fellow Jews, but for all people, for you. Thus Simeon can say, "Let your servant be dismissed. My service in this life is complete." In a sermon that Luther once preached on this text, he paraphrased Simeon's words in this way. "Now I am going forward with a completely cheerful heart. I see no death. It cannot, in fact, be called death, for it is called a journey in peace." In peace. That's how Simeon views his release from this life. And that is how God wants you to consider yourself in relation to him. You are at peace with God, not because of anything you've done, of course, but because of that infant in the temple and what he was already beginning to do for you. Here came Jesus to be offered for a sacrifice offered for him when he himself would be the sacrifice for all sin. The sacrifice of a pigeon or a turtle dove that Mary and Joseph offered on that day is but a token of the sacrifice that he himself would offer. He was the truly spotless Lamb of God who could take away the sin of the whole world. The child who's presented in the temple on that day, he's now reversed the roles, as we perhaps heard in our collect. He is continually presenting you before the Father. Satan also wishes to present you before your righteous judge with accusations that point out all the transgressions that truly are yours. But your Savior silences all these accusations, presenting you as the redeemed child that he has made you, having clothed you with his very righteousness. How fortunate Simeon was to cradle the Christ child in his arms, to hold his salvation so near. Oh, that we could have been there. But we were. We are. For Christ is here. When we partake of our Lord's body and blood, Christ is as present to us, and even more so than he was to Simeon. Simeon held him in his arms. We receive him on our lips. Is it any wonder that we in the Lutheran Church sing these words of Simeon after partaking of the Lord's Supper? We can leave this table with the same peace and joy that Simeon had as he handed the Christ child back to his mother. These words of Simeon are our own words, for we too can confidently face death with the assurance that our Lord will lead us on the same path of life. May God give you peace this day, and may he grant that at the day of your death, you depart this life in the same peace. For your eyes have seen the salvation of God. Indeed, we have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.